Sasha Taimazov and Mike Griffin had never fought before, until Saturday night's kickboxing event at a packed, standing-room-only Angus Recreational Center. Project Mayhem brought Barry's Taimazov, who's 14 years old, and Aurelia's Griffin, 13, together in the ring for an official fight for the first time. Right before their match, Griffin and Taimazov hung out together and talked about what brought them to the sport they train for at Legacy Fight Club in Barry. "It's what I do," said Griffin, who had his game face on early. "It helps me mentally and physically. It makes me happy. If I have a stressful day at school, when I'm working out and training, all that stress goes," said Griffin, who's been training at Legacy for 2 years. Taimazov said much the same. "I like staying fit and it's for self-defense," he said. "It's also pretty fun." But both boys acknowledged Saturday night in Angus was going to be different. "We've sparred, but we haven't fought," said Taimazov. "That changes tonight," Griffin said. About 90 minutes later, Taimazov was declared the winner in their three-round fight. Project Mayhem was a K1 competition. Its competitors wore padded gloves, helmets, shin and foot guards. They can kick and punch, but also use their elbows and knees. "A lot of the athletes, they relate to that because it's more flexible with the rules," said Bao, who owns Legacy Fight Club and coaches at the King Street, Barry, facility. "His club has a couple of hundred members," he said, "but most are recreational. About 30 of them are competitive and 13 fought at Saturday's event, representing the Barry area, Angus, Innisfil and Orillia. Three athletes from the Black Lotus Academy of Martial Arts and Fitness in Orillia shone at Project Mayhem. Each of the three fighters from the local club, Alex Denning, 81 kilograms, Kai Clement, 67 kilograms, and Noah Redmond, 81 kilograms, won their bouts, said coach Nick Langman. Project Mayhem is the first event of this type run by Legacy. "It felt right, this was the right moment," Bao said. "We have a really strong team, a really strong support group." He said more than 350 tickets were sold to Project Mayhem, but 400 plus were expected to attend the three-hour event. For more information, visit LegacyFightClub.com.